Lucky for me, I have some guests this morning in the studio. I have Stephanie Ask and the cast of Cyrano. Good morning, Stephanie.
Good morning. Thanks for having us.
Well, thank you for joining me. You are directing a very ambitious play.
Yes, I am. Yes, we're directing Cyrano up at the high school.
So, Cyrano, classic story. Most people see it in movie adaptations. I don't know. How often does this get performed live?
You know, I'm not totally sure. I mean, I did a lot of research, and from what I could see, when people would do the actual show without truly modernizing it or, you know, showing a film of it, it was usually colleges, because the costume requirement alone to do the show in the kind of original era is huge. I don't think it's performed too often, but we sure reference it a lot in media.
And what inspired you to choose this play for the high school?
When I actually moved here to Sitka, I was on the ferry and I brought this stack of plays with me because I knew I had to choose a show to do that first year. And I read one of the versions of Cyrano and I loved the story. I just thought it was so much fun and so emotionally kind of captivating. But I just thought, oh my gosh, I don't know if we'll ever be able to do this. It's huge. And in the last year or so, I picked up a bunch of different versions of the play, different translations, and I found one I really liked. And I thought, you know, it's ambitious, but I do think it's doable, especially given the group of students I know I was going to be working with. So,
and we have some of those students here.
Yes,
we have four cast members, and I'm going to have each of them introduce their real names and then their stage names.
All right, hello. My name is Jack Peterson, and I play a musketeer and a cadet.
I'm Michael Boos, and I play Bellarose, a baker's apprentice, and a monk.
Hello, my name is Brittany Wilcox, and I play Librette.
Hi, my name is Destiny Roses, and I play Roxanne.
How fantastic. I'm going to start really quickly with Michael. Michael, three roles?
Yeah.
How'd you pull that off?
Well, It takes a lot of doing because you got to switch between characters. But, you know, I call it multiple personality disorder.
Okay.
Easiest way to explain that.
And of the three, which is your favorite to perform?
I'd have to say Bellarose. He's the director of the In the Play Theater. And this opening scene starts out with him, you know, getting ready to put on a play. And he's being all stressed out about it, like fixing final things. His staff is being annoying, and he's dealing with rowdy cadets sword fighting on stage and a pickpocket wandering around and just all this kind of stuff, and just he's juggling it all, and then just these antics as Cyrano comes on, and it's just like, ugh. He's such a fun character to play because you can just play him outright emotionally, and it's just awesome.
And does this reflect your real life?
Moderately, yes.
Okay. You said the whole, you know, multiple personalities, just checking in. And Jack, you play more than one role as well.
Yes, I do.
And of those two roles, which one speaks to you?
See, I would have to say the cadet, because I have more scenes with the cadet, and like with the musketeer, I don't really interact with anyone, because I'm one of two musketeers, and the other one's a bit more interesting.
It's good. I like.
I'll leave it at that. The other musketeer is more interesting, and so I kind of like being a cadet, because then that way I'm in a group with people, and it's kind of like a. And we can work off of each other, and it's more fun that way.
Very nice. Brittany, what is your role again?
I play Librette. He's the best friend of Cyrano.
He's
a man. Miss Ask kind of convinced all of us women that, you know, to be in this play, you got to play a man at least once, unless you're one of, like, four female characters. She got us with the mustaches.
And tell me about being a man.
It's fun. It's kind of hard because you have to, like, try and act like a man. I mean, this is acting, of course, but you have to stand like one, walk like one, sit like one, and being a girl, that can be a little hard when I'm here standing and leaning on my hip.
Indeed.
So I definitely did the thing walking down the hallway pretending to be, like, the guy in front of me.
Sure. And have you been in costume yet?
No.
Have you rocked the mustache yet?
Not yet.
So maybe when that all comes together, you will really be able to transform.
I hope so.
I can't wait. And Destiny, tell me about your role.
I play Roxanne.
I'm not really familiar with her. No, I'm just kidding. Very, very popular character in Cyrano. Tell us about her.
Well, Roxanne, she's very flamboyant with all the men, definitely. She grew up a little bit with Cyrano de Bergerac, which is the main character. And in this play, I play, well, obviously Roxanne, but she then meets this man named Christian, and they kind of have it out with each other. So basically she's a lot of fun to play.
I can imagine, very much so. So, Michael, were you familiar with Cyrano before the show? And I'm going to ask everyone, had you seen any pop culture references?
Not really, actually. I hadn't even seen, the Steve Martin movie Roxanne mm-hmm. until after I started working on the production with Ms. Hask. And, it never really came up in my, area of pop culture. So, maybe I just kind of missed something.
No. I know there's lots of references to noses
and
other shows and stuff. Jack, had you known anything about this?
Well, let's see. But before I started working on the play, the only Cyrano reference that I had ever had was in an Archie comic that I read back when I was seven. But even then, I didn't get it because I didn't understand the play, and I didn't know really much about it. But once I was in the play, I started watching a little bit and, studying a little bit about the character. I saw all the Cyrano references in the community's recent Moon Over Buffalo,
mm-hmm.
which starred the beautiful Miss Stephanie Ask.
Well played there, Jack.
I have not had a lot of Cyrano culture until I joined the play. I mean, I knew of it, but I didn't know of it.
No, that's great.
In quotations.
So, ladies, Brittany and Destiny, this is a very romantic play.
Yes.
Does it still hold up? I mean, is this still modern romance?
Definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely. Yeah. I mean, it's not every day where there's a definite love triangle between people all the time.
This is a really very well-played love triangle.
Yeah.
Twilight.
Very good. Oh, we had a little Twilight reference there. No idea. So, Stephanie, how many people total are in this cast?
Student-wise, I've got 26 kids involved between the cast. I think 22 people in the cast, 4 people on my production crew helping backstage, stage manage, and everything else. And then adult-wise, we've had a huge outpouring of kind of help and volunteer work between costuming and set building and all of that.
Sounds epic.
It is big. It's big.
And how can people see this? When is this going to happen?
The show opens on Friday night. We'll be performing this Friday and Saturday at 7 p.m. And then we're going to do a matinee on Sunday at 3 p.m. All in the Performing Arts Center. And this is kind of the weekend leading up to graduation, too. So we're hoping a whole bunch of families who are going to come visit for graduation will pile into the theater and come see our show.
Absolutely. And it's family friendly?
It is family friendly, yeah. What, sword fighting, love stories? I mean,
women with mustaches?
Well, what's not to love of?
What more can you ask?
It sounds terrific. And thanks for taking on such a big show. I think everyone will look forward to seeing it.
I sure hope so.
All right, go see Cyrano this weekend at the PAC. I'd like to thank all my guests for joining me today.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.